The next three exercises I'm going to share with you are just a little bit more difficult than the exercises you've done up to this point. However, I think you'll find that they're fun. They also may have some rather surprising consequences. Now, I would like you to assume the position, either Saisa or Futosai, or standing if you have developed, call it the tree-hugging pose, and know how to meditate in the standing position. I'd like you to sit on the edge of the chair or in the position. Stand with the feet comfortably apart, the knees slightly bent. Feel yourself relax. Let yourself relax and smile to yourself. Then make your body tense and relax again. And begin abdominal breathing. As you exhale, flatten the abdomen, and inhale without expanding the abdomen at all. Keep your stomach tight as you push against it as you breathe in. Bang your teeth 5 times. And then clench the teeth. Press the tip of the tongue against the lower front corner of the jaw. And put the flat part to the palate. Pull your chin in. Squeeze the fists and arm muscles. Spread the toes. And then press the toes, curl them together. Squeeze the muscles of the leg bone. And do this as you breathe. Exhale and relax. Inhale, tighten. Hold and clench the feet, fists, teeth, perineum, and buttocks. Exhale and relax. Inhale again, hold. Clench the teeth, fists, feet, perineum, and buttocks. Tilt the sacrum back. Arch the back to help the energy flow more easily into the spine. Exhale and relax. Add an upward movement of the eyes. Looking up above the eyebrows will help focus the energy towards the brain. Practice again. Inhale, hold, clench everything. Look up. Exhale and relax. Now picture yourself. See yourself against the back of your eyes, your eyelids, walking towards the cave, going down the tunnel. Going into your quarters. Roll back the carpet and find the trap door. Open up the trap, take a look down. Get your climbing gear out of the closet. Proceed to climb down, down, down into the darkness. Climb down, you can hear the sound of water dripping. you find yourself as you climb down, getting warmer. You begin to see the glow from the lava beds. The creature comes out of the night. It acts as your guide, helps you find a way across the lava beds. You cross the lava beds. The trail begins to climb up again. There's a cliff to climb. You start to climb up the cliff in the dark. The water is pouring down around you. You climb up, up, slippery. Climbing's hard. There's a young woman ahead of you. She shows you where to climb and helps you. You continue to climb. And as you climb, you notice that you seem to be in some sort of race. Balls of light racing along with you. They're climbing too. It's like a race to see who will get first, who will get there first, and you continue to climb. Ahead of you, you see a great light, and you keep climbing towards it. In the center of the light, there's a doorway. You go through the doorway. The doorway opens into a room. It's a blue room. It has 9 chambers. Through the chambers and look at what's in them. One of the chambers has 2 holes. You go forward and look out through the holes. You open your eyes. And there you are. Exercise 2 is called the virtual reality machine. If you're not sure what a virtual reality machine is, you might want to see the movie Lawnmower Man. However, what I'd like you to do is go back to the big room, go up the stairs, the ramp, the doorway that opens into the virtual reality machine. And you find yourself back in that 9-chambered room again. Get into the machine. As you get into the machine, Two deep breathing. And picture yourself going out of yourself. If you're female, you may find it easier to back out of yourself. And if you're male, you may find it easier to go forward out of yourself. But just see your body moving away from your body like a spirit. And a faint glowing. And push it forward into the void. Go out and look around. Watch yourself. Turn around. Go up above yourself and look down. Go to the side. Come back again. Play with this. Look around and see if there's anyone with you. Oftentimes, spirit appears to be of the opposite gender. So if you're male, you see a female. So if you're female, you see a male. This does not always happen, but sometimes it does. Sometimes the spirit appears fierce. But remember, it's you. Perhaps just a part of you that you didn't want to recognize. But it's still there, so you might as well become acquainted with it. Play with this and practice and see what you can learn. Sometimes it takes up to 6 months to learn how to do this right, but sometimes people find it very quick and easy too. Good luck. And this last exercise in the series is called A Walk on the Beach. And this exercise is very useful if you've been working on your healing skills. And what I'm going to do is ask you to picture yourself. Do the relaxed breathing. Deep belly breathing. Inhale. Flatten the abdomen. And exhale. And as you exhale, let yourself relax. And as you inhale, clench the teeth. Tighten your arm muscles. Clench the feet. Fists, your teeth, your perineum, your buttocks, as you inhale. So you tighten as you inhale and relax as you exhale. And just try to do this in a relaxed, easy way, even though you're tightening up. Don't do it hard, just let yourself tighten, and let yourself relax. And this allows you to relax even more. Now let your eyes focus on the spot above your forehead that lets you see out, your third eye. And picture yourself, see yourself, imagine yourself walking on a beach. It's a beautiful day. And you decide to sit down and meditate. And you can hear the waves rolling up against the sand. And you're comfortable. The sun is warm on your skin. And you feel warm and happy. But as you meditate, you find that you're beginning to shrink. You're getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And sinking down into the sand. And as you sink down into the sand, the grains of sand are getting bigger and bigger till they're like houses. And you keep shrinking. And soon they've expanded so large they're like a mountain, and you're just sort of going down into a valley between them, becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. As you become smaller, you begin to just drop into space. They're as tiny as an atom. You're just floating in darkness. And you're still dropping. In the distance, you can see other atoms. They're like stars. It's almost like you're a star in the night. As you drop down, you decide to go visit one of these other stars. You start turning and going towards it. And as you go towards it, it becomes larger and larger. And in relation to it, you become smaller and smaller. You get closer. You see around this large ball of light. There are nine little balls of light. And you head towards the third one. You come closer and begin to sink towards it. And it's like you're approaching Earth from space. You can see the water, the clouds, the sky. And there goes the United States. And you decide to head for home. And you drop down. And down. And it's like you're a giant. And you become smaller as you approach. And you enter the atmosphere. And keep sinking down, down. Going along the ocean. Finding yourself sitting on the beach. And there you are. Back on the beach. This course in meditation was developed through experimentation at Hillsdale College. We tried the various meditations out on over 300 different students. And we found that by following the process that you've just gone through, first learning how to meditate, having an understanding of the practice of meditation, what its basic techniques are and how to apply them, and particularly important, learning to do the secret smile in Taoist esoteric yoga. We found that to be very, very important. Now you should practice each of these techniques until you've mastered them, and starting off with just learning how to breathe and sit properly and silence your mind, then working on your breath, the breathing techniques, then working on the inner smile, you know, making your body happy as you begin to encourage your endocrine system to rejuvenate. The muscle relaxation techniques can be useful at any time that you want to relax, and just using the mental vacation is also a good way to relax. Damo's Cave, based on shamanistic principles, and learning to do the techniques in Damo's Cave oftentimes results in increased IQ, greater ability to visualize and fantasize, all which tend to be rather useful out in the real world. It also gives you a place to strategize, work on yourself, and have some fun in a kind of interesting way. Each of the steps in Damo's Cave deal with a different chakra, and as you do the breathing and work your way out the various doors and venture within your cave, you're also finding out some rather interesting things about your inner self. And so in that way, this exercise has particular value. The tunnels help to open up the microcosmic orbit as well as the macrocosmic waters, and the beach walk, being able to shrink yourself down and build yourself back up again, tends to be very valuable when you're working on healing practices and you want to move your consciousness out into the energy fields to some extent. This also goes for the exercise that we call the virtual reality machine. Both of those exercises can be used as a form of astral projection as well as a benefit in terms of working on energy work and using subtle energy for healing. I hope that you've enjoyed this course and keep practicing for a deeper understanding of the microcosmic and macrocosmic orbit. I recommend that you might want to study Qigong, and I found that probably the best writer on Qigong in the United States and exercises pertaining to it have been Master Montak Chia through his Healing Tao books and the books that he published with Aurora Publications. He's presented probably more information than anyone else that I know of. Dr. Zhang Wenming also has excellent books on Qigong, and those two would be a good place for you to look and think about. Tyson Deshimaro gives a good beginner's book. Is The Zen Way to the Martial Arts has a lot of helpful information and sets up the basis for Qigong meditation as well as Zen meditation. So being aware of these things as a martial artist are important. And just in terms of your own development as a human being, I think that as you make your way through the chakras and also use these breathing techniques and meditative techniques, that you'll find that your strength increases. You'll find yourself healthy, and you may also begin to experience what many people refer to as spiritual practice. So have a good time, try these things out, and just see what comes of it. Good luck.